Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Everyone, welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom.
Almost did it again, dude.
Didn't have mics muted, did you?
Nope.
Bloopers.
This time for real. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom. I'm Jason.
I'm John.
Brother John's going to say a quick little prayer and we'll get started.
Yes, sir. Father in heaven, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to come here and to just discuss you and discuss your word. And Father, we just ask for your will be done, that you just bring yourself into this space, inhabit us, inhabit the space, help us to understand what it is that you need us to understand. Help us to pass on the message that you want us to pass on. And Father, we ask that whatever that message be, it reach the right ear today. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We haven't had an intro blooper in a while. We haven't had an intro blooper in a while. But that's because I started muting the mics, and then you were like, what, you don't like me? And I was like, I'm sorry.
No, it's like as soon as you hit record, I didn't see you over there hitting the sound thing. And then so I was like, and then you hit the sound thing. I was like, oh. I was like, almost did it again. Hello, everyone. I didn't know that you had them.
They're hot mics.
Didn't have them muted.
Hot mics. We need a little light on top so you know red means go.
I wouldn't pay attention to that, even if it was on there.
That's true.
It'd be like.
He said, yeah.
I don't remember where I was going with this.
I was going to say, what's going on inside of your mind?
Yeah, I was going somewhere with this. It's been a long couple of weeks. Busy couple of weeks.
Yeah. Praise report.
Yeah. No doubt.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
We've talked about it a couple times. That you got a contract on your house. I'm happy for that. Been praying for that for you too.
Yeah. We've had that.
You've been on two mortgages for how long now?
For the last 3 months, but it was 3 months before. So we paid for 6 months. We had 3 months of renters.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a tough lot. Well, I mean, again, first world problems. We don't want to sit here and complain, but that's tough. It makes things not go very far.
Yeah, it's a huge blessing.
Right.
Huge blessing.
So you know something that is kind of a common theme for the American people. I don't know about everybody else, but you know, we live on credit in this country anyway, but man, it's not a sustainable way of life. Your lifestyle can't be supported by the money you earn, and you have to use credit to like put groceries on the freezer. It's a scary, scary thing.
Yeah, it's one of them that, you know, you'll get yourself caught up. You'll dig yourself out, and then you'll slide right back into it because you're not our financials aren't set up to pay two mortgages. There's no way, dude. That's insane.
I'm sure there are folks that can't afford that, but we can't do
what I do. You know what I mean?
We need you sponsors where you're at. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that ain't gonna do it either. We're not set up that way.
Again, 99% of the people in this country aren't set up for that. You know what I mean? The fact that you're surviving with it is even another thing. Like, that's even a blessing, the fact that you can survive it. But it's a testament to your diligence and your you know what I mean? Your diligence and your ability to manage your finances and budget and all that kind of stuff.
It wasn't just that. It was getting it ready to sell, too. That was another.
Yeah, yeah, it's another cost.
Yeah, right? that was.
Yeah, we don't sell houses as is no more. You got to go do remodeling. I'm like, dang, now I want to live here.
Yeah.
What's the point of moving?
Well, that's just it. We got it ready to sell. And I was like,
I kind of want to stay.
Yeah, I mean, like, now I want to sell our new house. You know what I mean? Like,
so
not really, but.
Yeah, no, this is different over here.
Yeah.
The house is beautiful, but there's more to this spot.
Yeah.
You know, you got the spot for mom and, you know, you got a shop and all that kind of stuff. And you got some more land and more property.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And I can do basically whatever. Other than get on my freaking golf cart, apparently. That's a sin around here.
You can't golf cart it? Why?
Dude, I don't know. Like, sheriffs are like messing with people. Like,
really?
Yeah.
But they'll let folks roll around on their four wheelers and dirt bikes?
Me and Champ and Frank went down like a couple streets and these dudes are all yelling at us. And I'm just like, bro, it's a golf cart. It's not like we're in a hot rod or a sports car. It's like smoking tires. And we had a little radio.
Didn't you just convert the batteries to, or you converted to all electric, didn't you?
It was all electric to begin with, but yeah, you can't even hear that thing going down the road.
You converted it to, lithium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You can't even hear that thing going on the road.
Again, though.
What you hear is the tires running over rocks. That's all you hear. You don't hear anything else.
I saw someone last week, whenever we got done recording and I left, there was somebody riding around on a four wheeler and a dirt bike, and they hit a driveway in the they were driving in the culvert and hit the driveway, jumping it, and that she almost bit it, dude. I mean,
dude, there's,
that's okay.
Yeah, that's just it. Like,
wow,
like side by sides and all that stuff out here, but dude. Like, I can't let Champ ride it by himself because the sheriffs are.
Wow.
Yeah. It's weird. It's wild.
ain't no country club around here.
Mm-mm.
We ride outdoor equipment.
Okay. Ride outdoor equipment that you can kill yourself on. We don't ride 17 mile an hour golf carts. You know what I mean? I guess maybe because something off road can keep up with the travel speed of a vehicle or something. I don't know.
I guess. That's weird, though. That's weird. It's just
And I got caution stickers all over that stupid thing. It's got a light on it. Like, you can see that thing come. It's got a train light on it, essentially.
Oh,
like,
I know. I've seen it.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're coming up against it, driving against it, like, it's going to blind you.
Yeah. It's worse than any set of brights that you can ever have. Yeah. It's a freaking light bar on the front of the thing.
That's crazy.
It's wild.
That's crazy. Well. That's all beside the point. But
yeah. Anywho.
Still, it's just crazy. Like, you know, it's good news that the burden of having to pay two mortgages is soon to be lifted. Hopefully. I mean, it's under contract, but it's not done until it's done.
Today should have been our last time to ever pay two mortgages.
Today is the first. That's correct. We weren't paying attention to the calendar. This episode will come out after, but July 4th is this weekend.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we've done that a couple times. We did it.
We missed it for Father's Day. We said we were going to do better, and we did at first, but we haven't paid attention recently.
Hey, so get ready because these people over here go
banana hammock.
Oh, dude, they go ape shizzies. I mean, they get down.
That's all right.
And that, I showed you the picture when they set off that bomb, that hydrogen bomb or whatever.
I don't remember seeing the picture, but I remember you telling me about it. Like, you douche.
Yeah, it's a freaking black mushroom cloud hanging over my house. Shook my walls and all that stuff. And I was like, dude, what the heck just happened? I was in there brushing my teeth. It was like 7 o'clock the Saturday before Easter.
That's right.
It was Easter Sunday. I'm sorry.
I do remember that. You sent me that picture. This.
For everybody.
Look at that. That's in a neighborhood. Yeah. We're not rural.
No. It was like, that thing popped off and I I was in there brushing my teeth. That was that.
I'm sure you felt like a tanker just blew up.
Dude, I come running out because I thought maybe there was an accident over here on the highway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, they're doing construction right there. I thought, dude, I thought immediately something thought, like bad a semi happened. Hit something or whatever, like an 18-wheeler just crushed something. I come outside. I'm all looking around. It's 7 o'clock, like 7:15 in the evening. I come outside. I'm like,
what the heck is that?
I'm like, so I call my wife, of course. I'm like, babe, get out of here. She comes running. She's like, what is that? I'm like, I don't know. That was the first time we hung out with my neighbors, too. My neighbors come out, and they're like, what was that? I was like, dude, I don't know. But I showed him that picture because by then it was already gone.
Right.
And
right.
So I showed him that picture, and he's like, whoa. And then about that time, another one. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's those people. That's the ones that get crazy. I wait till 4th of July. They get really crazy for 4th of July.
Well, hey, it's a free show.
Yeah.
It don't cost you nothing.
Yeah, they do that at the dirt track, too, those hydrogen bombs.
Do they really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know
dude,
that.
You can feel the heat come off of them.
Jeez, man.
You know, like,
go ahead.
Go to, like, monster trucks or whatever, and they get to... And you got this big fireball that just comes out of this barrel.
Yeah.
That's essentially, that's what it is.
Okay. It good thing we've had way more consistent rainfall this year than we have. Last year we got more rain than we had had in a lot of flooded rain.
Well, but it flooded, and then dried out.
Yeah,
it died. For like a whole month right before 4th of July. So we had all this tall vegetation that was bone dry.
Yeah.
It shot up. You know, taller than my fridge, but it was bone dry.
Yeah, it's weird for us to have a week of rain and like consistently forecasting rain, and we're in the first week of July in our area. Usually it's dry by now.
Yeah, May is our wet month.
And then occasionally you get that heavy thunderstorm in late June, early mid July. Like, but it usually is coming with some danger. It's coming with hail and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But. Yeah, and there's like been some of that.
We had a tornado down here.
Yeah, there's been some of that for sure.
I mean, within a half mile of us not too long ago, a couple months ago.
My son's best friend, I think it's been maybe 3 weeks ago, that nasty hailstorm in the canyon. Yeah. It totaled out his just paid off car. Yeah, freshly paid off car got that totaled.
Yeah,
that
full hail. Coverage at least, or was
he did? Thankfully, no, he had full coverage. Thankfully,
I don't care if it's paid off or not. If it's any kind of decent car,
you know what? The older I've gotten, the more I've realized, as long as they'll cover it full coverage, you might as well keep it because
something like that.
Exactly. And the crazy thing is full coverage will pay you more than the value of what you think the value is. Like, last year when I had my accident, right. I didn't have full coverage on that vehicle, but I had uninsured motorists because the person that was driving the vehicle that destroyed my car was not legal and was not allowed to be driving that business vehicle.
Yeah.
So uninsured motorists paid for it, and I didn't think I would get $1,500 out of the deal. I got like $4,500.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? And so it feels like you actually end up getting more out of a junker vehicle than you would get, know what I mean, if you were to sell it or whatever. But so get full coverage, kids. Time to shift gears.
Yeah. We're all off in left field right now. I'm dragged into it so much. My train of thought's just like, it's like freaking Play-Doh.
Melting.
Like silly putty when you get it hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You stick it to a newspaper and peel it up and it's got the letters on it. Right. But when you get it hot, it just like runs. Yeah. It's like all gooey. Like you hold it in your hand and you create all that friction.
Yeah.
It's on my brain.
Okay. Let's see if I can kind of start a conversation. Last week, we talked a little bit about some discouraging things and we kind of started our conversation with that. And so it kind of weighed on me a little bit. And look, we've always been transparent here at Bumper Sticker Wisdom. You know what I mean? Like with our conversations and the people listening, and like, we want your engagement. We want it to grow. And it's not for, some people may think it might be for personal gain. That's a potential byproduct, but it's not about that, right? The truth is we want to help people and we want to create an environment where it's safe for people to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Right. Same thing with our Bible study on Mondays. Same thing with any of that stuff. So anyway, it kind of weighed on me a bit as I got through doing all of the putting together the videos and editing and all that kind of stuff. And I was thinking, okay, well, what do we do?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What can we do? What can we do to... Do we need to... Is it something that we should continue doing, right? Are we just going to continue beating our heads on a wall or whatever? And something kind of happened on Sunday that was very interesting to me. Her name is Kathy. You know who I'm talking about. She's a sometimes singer, sometimes piano player. She speaks on occasion, not like does the preaching or whatever. Fantastic woman. But she actually came in while I was on altar ministry a couple of weeks ago. She came up to pray for me. She said, "I don't know why, but I feel like I need to pray for you, pray with you, and my wife." And I was sitting on the back row, and it's obviously been on my mind. I've been thinking about it. It's like, okay, God, so like, God, is this like, are you telling us that like maybe it's time to move on or whatever, right? And anyway, I'm like, just give us the wisdom. Your word says that if we ask for wisdom, you will give it, and you won't rebuke us. And all a rebuke is like a like, no, dude, get out of here.
Yeah,
like that's what a rebuke is in my mind. I don't think it's exact, but something like that. It's kind of like getting on to you. Why would you even ask me that? But anyway, that's a side note. I'm back there and I'm praying for it. My wife's on camera, so I'm by myself. I don't like that. I don't like standing by myself in church or whatever. And it's during worship or whatever, and I'm just kind of asking, like, okay, just give me something. Tell me something. Give me some sort of sign. Give me some sort of discernment. Something. Help me understand something. Tell me what you want, what I need to hear. Not what I want to hear, what I need to hear, which is what I fully expect God to do. I don't expect him to tell me what I want to hear. I expect him to tell me what I need to hear. And I notice her walking across the front of the row. She wasn't on stage or anything, and she goes and talks to Pastor Richie. And the funny thing is I actually kind of felt like walking over to him and asking him to pray with me, which I didn't do, but I saw her go over there and talk to him, and she followed him up on stage at the end of worship, and he's like, "Hey, Kathy has a word." And he's like, I trust her when she says this, whatever, whatever. And she reads Psalm 92, I believe. I don't have access to my phone to look at the Bible right now, but basically what ends up happening is she's like, "Look, I don't know who this is for, but I feel like, look, we're all called to ministry. Whether you believe that or not, we're all called into ministry. And for us, this is ministry. This is a ministry." Yeah. Whether it's a big ministry or it's a super successful one or not, that's beside the point. But she said, I truly believe that God is saying to each of us, maybe you're already in a ministry and you're thinking you're not doing what you should be. Maybe you're not doing what you should be doing, but God is telling me right now that you gotta stay. You gotta keep pushing. You gotta keep moving. Again, this has not, she doesn't know anything about this. I haven't talked to this woman. Yeah. I haven't talked to Pastor Richie. The only person I've talked about, you and God. Yeah. Those only people that have heard this thing that's going on inside of my mind. So to me, it was an affirmation from God. It was like, hey, I get it. I know how discouraging it can be, but remember how much Jesus was rejected, right? It's kind of how I was reminded. Jesus said, hey, look, I'm even rejected in my own hometown. This is Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? This is the man. The man we follow, the bread of life, the one way, rejected. And people that should love and adore him are just like, who's that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So anyway, it just kind of, it was an affirming moment It was one of those where I wish I had been like recording it or something so I could repeat it the way it happened. I can't. But I went and talked to her afterwards and I just asked, I was like, hey, you know, I just want you to know that I don't know if it was for anyone else, but it rang to me. It spoke to me in that moment. Like, you start to doubt yourself and you start to wonder,
what's the purpose?
What's the purpose? What are we doing? You know? And she said, you know, I understand.
It wasn't so much of what's the purpose. It was just like,
are we getting anywhere?
Is this worth continuing? Is this helping anybody? I mean, like, are we just ritualistically getting together every Tuesday out of habit and it's nothing good's coming of it? Or is it, you know what I mean? Or is this just a test? Is this the enemy just kind of barrowing down in your head like, hey, you're wasting your time, bro?
Ultimately, the conclusion that I came to was part of it's up to us and part of it is definitely the enemy just jacking with us.
Yeah.
No doubt. He doesn't want you to do anything that's going to advance the kingdom. He doesn't. And look, we are not doing this in a perfect way. We've talked about this 100 times. This is our freaking motto is presenting a perfect man in a not so perfect way, because we know who we are, right? We're just people on the path. I'm no Bible scholar. You're no Bible scholar. We're not super learned people. Like, I don't belong as a teacher of religious law, but read the freaking book of Luke.
I know, and my wife will be like, my husband knows the Bible. And I'm like, don't do that, because when you put me on the spot, no, I don't.
Right.
I do not.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, ask me.
You know enough.
Ask me out, like, randomly.
Yeah.
And I can help you out, but put me on, oh, yeah, you got to talk to him. He knows the Bible. And they're like, well, what about this? And I'm like,
you know, wait a minute, yeah. Dude. Wait. Hold up,
man. This is not... This is not what
he said. This is not fair. Don't do that to me.
No. She sent me one. It's Ruth. I'll read this to you. And I was like, dude, that's not even what that means. And she's like, how do you know that? I was like, you got to read it before you send this out to people. Before you start sending that out to people, you got to read
right.
it. Because she's like, this would be cute for you to say at the wedding.
And I was I forgot you're getting ready for that.
And I was like, hold up, that's not what that's about. But she, you know, in her defense, it does sound like that when you
just read that verse.
Yeah, when you just read it, crap.
It's all good. While you're searching that, you know, Jesus surrounded himself with people that were not the ones who thought that they were high and mighty, not the ones that thought they knew everything or thought they didn't need saving, right? They thought they were on the gravy train with biscuit wheels, right? Yeah. They thought they were already had all the answers. And it plays out in Matthew and in Mark. Go ahead. You got it?
I got it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's... Ruth 1, verse 16 through 17, it says, but Ruth replied, don't ask me to leave you and turn back. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Wherever you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord punish me severely if I allow anything but death to separate us. How that sounds is like husband and wife, but she's actually talking to her daughter-in-law.
Mother-in-law.
Yes. She's the daughter-in-law. She's talking to her mother-in-law.
Yeah. From her husband who had passed away.
Yes. So, what she's saying is basically, me and you are family.
Yep.
I can't lose anything else. Mm-hmm. I need to stay with you.
Because Ruth was a migrant from where she was, and they were going back to Ruth's homeland, right? I think is how that story plays out. And Ruth is a great story too, by the way. And let me just kind of let's just point this out about the whole all the different bases of faith it's another reason that makes me totally believe that Christ is the truth, is there's not another religion in all that use women in so many focal points of the story.
Okay.
Unless you know of one that I
don't. No. That's not what I'm saying. You're talking about something tangible or physical that we have proof of. I'm going to talk about something spiritual, faithful. Mm-hmm. If you are even somewhat of an avid follower, I mean, just in the slightest. I mean, if you are just this much of a follower, I mean, I'm talking micro milli fudgets. You know what I mean? Like, just if you have that much of a, if you're that much of a follower, you will start to feel guilt and shame when you sin. You'll start to understand, like, hey, this is wrong. You won't feel good about doing certain things. Like, everything starts to kind of, like, your moral compass switches directions. You know what I mean? But more than anything, when you hear, like, when you read your Bible or you hear stories or any of that stuff, you already know. You already know it's facts. You already know. Those are just like the kick to the teeth. Like, hey,
yeah,
told you stupid. Hey, I told you stupid. Hey. Yeah. Told you stupid. You know what I mean? Like, it's that polite little dude just reminding, yeah, like, hey, I told you so. I told you so. I told you so.
Yeah. I told you so. And sometimes I think we just, it's all about punishment and thinking about punishment. And like, I'm expecting punishment. And look, man, you know why we expect that? Because we know that bad behavior deserves punishment.
Yeah, but two, you know, like when you read the Old Testament, God seems very wrathful. Like, he's a God of wrath. You know what I mean? Like, dude, he will level the playing field on his own with you standing on it. You know what I mean? Yeah. But
with you standing on it.
Yeah, he is, switch out. Start over.
Yeah, but look, okay, and again, you're.
But you get into the New Testament, and it's, yeah, not that way. Like, God's loving, God's kind.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, the Old Testament is like that, but it's the thing about the New Old Testament is it's so big. And
what a lot of people fail to realize too is that is the law. That's the book during the law.
Yeah.
That's the book before our saving grace.
Old covenant.
Blessed us. You know what I mean?
Correct. And so God is a just God. And so since there was no other way, right? Since there was no other way. However, the Old Testament
prophesied. Like three people in heaven if they left it like that.
Correct. Well, and the Old Testament prophesies the entire time about Jesus coming.
Yeah.
Right? God had this plan all along, and they knew it. Right? They wrote it down. They talked about it over 1,500 years and all these different people. Like, this dude wasn't alive when this dude died, and he's still writing the same stuff.
66 books, 40 different authors.
Correct. Correct. Good job. You're getting there. Philip Anthony Mitchell talks about it, something that we talked about a couple times.
I was talking about the other dude, Stein.
Yeah, Brad Stein. Brad Stein. Yeah.
It's like, I'm not saying it's true, but it's something worth considering.
It's worth considering. And then he started.
That dude's, the way he presents it is amazing.
Absolutely. The truth is, though, it's like, okay, God had this plan. And so the whole story isn't told in the Old Testament. You want to go to the Old Testament and, like, look how vengeful and wrathful God is. Yeah, but it's all a setup. It's all setting up something else.
Yeah.
It points to it in multiple books in the Bible. It points to a coming of a man, of a king who is going to come, and he's going to overtake all of it, right? And he pays the punishment for all of it. So instead of us having to make the sacrifice or be our own sacrifice, the sacrifice has already been made, right? That's the entire Bible from page one to the last.
Yeah.
Jesus is in all of it. All of it.
He's also in the Quran.
He's in the Quran.
I mean,
look, every other religion acknowledges Jesus. Every other spiritual base, I don't even know what you call it, theology, every other theology acknowledges Christ in some form or fashion as a prophet, as a teacher, as a man who did miracles. People who have no theology even admit that from that time period. It's documented, what is the, written down.
Go to the video. Oh, God, man, when he talks, when he, during the crucifixion, and it talks about places on the other side of the world.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Going dark.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know the one. Hang on a second.
I know we've done it before, but this is just another one of those. Gosh. That's a good one too. Oh, look at that. What is that?
Which one?
That's different. That's
not it. We used it not too long ago.
Yeah. But did we use it or did we just sit and watch it? I thought we just sit and watched it.
Great question. This one.
Yeah. There it is.
The day the sun stood still.
Right. Oh, so that's the day the sun stood still.
Yeah.
But that's Joshua. That's not Jesus. This is written in Joshua. It's Old Testament.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wrong one.
There's another one where NASA talks about it. This one, the crucifixion.
Oh, yeah.
NASA accidentally proves the crucifixion on April 3rd, 33 AD, which he was 33.
Yeah.
NASA data confirms a total lunar eclipse, what we call a blood moon, was visible from Jerusalem at sunset. That same day is considered by many scholars to be the exact date of Jesus' crucifixion. Science can now confirm something extraordinary happened in the sky that evening. Luke 23:44 tells us that darkness fell over the land from noon to 3 as Jesus was dying. Then Acts 2:20 echoes Joel's prophecy. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood. That very night, a blood moon, red moon, rose, whether coincidence or providence. The same God who controls the stars orchestrated the moment of salvation. Even the sky testified when Jesus gave his life. Creation responded. And today, history and heaven still echo his name.
It's wild.
Is it though? Isn't it?
That is wild. Because the one organization that claims that we come from Big Bang shot themselves in the foot.
Hey, guess what happened on 33 AD?
Yeah,
April 3rd.
Oh!
Hey, no. Shh. Sweep that over there.
We don't need to know that.
Goodness gracious.
So you know the difference between a conspiracy theorist, and like someone like me.
Okay.
A conspiracy theorist says there's aliens
all around. They've been here for thousands of years, blah blah blah.
And then the government's like, oh yeah, you know what? There's aliens. Nah, the government lied to us. That's a conspiracy theorist. You know what I mean? Like, right. Oh no, they're just lying to us. They want us to believe this. You've been saying there's aliens the whole time.
Right.
So the thought process I have is not that way. The thought process I have is until I see it, I'm not going to believe it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for a governmental agency like NASA to basically pitchfork their own foot, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get what you get.
So you don't throw a fit.
Yeah. Right?
Okay. So I got to touch on it because you brought it up or you said it, but you said, I won't believe it until I see it. No.
Okay.
I'm talking about
things that people tell me.
Okay.
I'm not talking about my faith.
Okay.
My faith, that's completely different.
Clarification. Cool.
Yeah. No, my faith is completely different. The feeling that I have with my belief that, yes, I won. Okay. I'm going to say this. This is how I feel.
Okay.
I really hope this is how at some point in their life, everybody feels.
I know 100% without a doubt in my heart, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I know he died for my sins, for your sins,
yes, sir,
for listeners' sins, for everybody's sins, so that we may have abundant and eternal life. I know that for a fact.
With no evidence, true with evidence.
No. But how I know that is faith. I have put certain acts of this walk in place in my life, and my life has dramatically improved. Yep. Not that it's not just that, because you know there's some people that do that and their life dramatically declines.
Right.
They have catastrophic events. You're going to have that, but the sheer fact that the presence is felt, like when I hit my knees in the shower and it's a hot shower and I start to pray and I'm at my weakest moment and I'm like, please, you know, the enemy is not welcome in my mind. He has no business in my heart. Please cast him out. And I'm in a hot shower and I start getting goosebumps and the air gets cold. Mm-hmm. And I can feel a presence. I know what that is.
Right.
Yeah, it's hard. And then immediately after that, you get out and you're in a good mood. You're all uplifted. You know what I mean? And you get in your truck, you drive to work, and you got worship music going, like everything's going great.
Yeah.
It's not coincidence.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. 100%.
The divine creator chose somebody to bear the punishment for our sins so that we could be there with him in the end.
Sorry. I'm listening. Go ahead. My bad.
You know what I mean?
Yep. 100%.
I know that.
Right.
But I don't trust all the other.
You know me, man. I have a hard time trusting anything or anybody, let alone, you know what I mean? Like, I love God. I love Jesus with as completely as I possibly can. And I still miss it most of the time. I still don't get it right. But it's the one thing in my life that I truly trust. Right. And look, no disrespect. That
comes from a human's mouth is about as much as I trust 3-day-old gas station sushi.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. I mean, right. And look, that's no disrespect to the greatest friends and the greatest relationships that I have in my life. I trust my wife a lot, dude.
1,000%.
Trust me. But I still don't trust that more than I trust in Jesus. I just don't. I truly, truly trust in that. And I trust that his love and his grace is so big, it can cover every single mistake. Even in the moment that just because I accepted Jesus, some people will tell you that now you can't ever sin again. And if you do,
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Have you ever put your wife on a pedestal?
Sure.
Has it ever come back to bite you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep, 100%.
Like God's like, hey, dude, I told you not to do that.
That she don't belong there.
It happens to me all the time. Yep. All the time. Like, I feel so much like I have to have her. Like, I'm... Sure. Don't take this the wrong way. I look crazy too. My hair's all crazy. Don't take this the wrong way. I don't mean like I have to have her. Like, oh my God, I'm going to go crazy. I mean, like my relationship with my wife is so strong that I can't imagine doing anything without her. I always want to be with her. Like, I always want to hang out with her.
Yep.
Like, I'm jealous of her bra, dude. It's a joke. I'm not going to finish it because it needs to stay PG. I like chilling with my wife. I like hanging out with my wife. We do things. We have the same common interests.
Yeah.
Like everything that we do. But I can tell when I'm starting to put too much faith in that relationship.
Right.
And I'm starting to put her above God because turmoil starts to happen.
Struggle.
Like me and her start struggling about certain things.
Yep.
When I quit elevating her beyond that point. Yeah. Like I keep her down here, not trying to be disrespectful, but when I keep her at a lower level than where I hold God, you know, because at some points I will put her on a higher pedestal, but it's that human nature. Like that's the person I can't imagine doing anything without her. You know what I mean?
Desire and it's 100%.
And it what I can tell as soon as I start doing that, it's like, Hey,
Guess what?
For those of you that don't know, Fat Albert. Yeah. Yes. Before Bill Cosby was
in the Junkyard Dogs, wasn't it? Sir. No, what was the? It's Fat Albert and something. The
Junkyard Gang, I think it is. Not
Junkyard
Dogs
is the wrestlers.
The reward far outweighs the risk. Does that make sense?
If I'm wrong about this, I've lost nothing.
100%.
But if I don't live this way and I'm wrong, I've lost.
I lost everything.
Everything.
Yeah. Everything.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, I mean, like,
so it's like, okay.
You've lost your soul. You've lost your eternal blessing. You've lost everything. I do not see physically you. I don't think you can put evidence on the table that tells me that if you walk the walk we're walking, if you believe wholeheartedly that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, that he died and rose again, that he is the Son of God, if you believe that wholeheartedly, there's no evidence that says you are going to hell.
Correct.
There's nothing that says that you're going to live a bad life. You are going to go through things. Look, Job got the worst. Job was the most avid follower. And
look, dude,
the enemy said, let me take his family. God said, go ahead. He'll still worship me. Well, let me take his health. Go ahead. He'll still worship me. Let me take his wealth. Go ahead. He'll worship me. Never wavered. And sometimes when you're going through those things, that's probably the enemy telling God, hey, let me take this away from him and he's going to curse you.
Yeah. You know, the other part of that story with Job that doesn't really get brought up is he questioned God. He didn't turn on God.
He didn't doubt him. He questioned.
He questioned.
It's okay to question.
He's like, hey, like, hold up a minute. This is where why me? That's why not you came from, right?
Why me?
Why not you, fool?
Why not you, fool? Don't you realize I chose you to uplift me in the difficult time, right?
And look, just because Job questioned it, God didn't punish him for that. He actually gave him 10 times what he had started with, right? Once it's all said and done, once he got past the storm and past the trial, he got 10 times what he had before.
It's real easy to get distracted and to get complacent. Like nothing good's happened to me in about the last 45 minutes. It's not what have you done for me, it's what have you done for me lately kind of things.
Yep. Yep.
And I think as humans, we kind of get that way with God. Like, we're like, hey,
where you been, dude?
It's been like 45 minutes, dude. Can you help me out here?
I can only imagine.
Make me feel good about myself, dude.
I can't even imagine how God looks down on you. Like, are you breathing?
Yeah.
Is your heart still beating?
That's when he's like. He's like. You know what I mean? Like, massive heart attack, checked out, dude. Your wife's crying at your funeral. He's like, oh, I'm so tired of hearing you complain, dude. Come on, we got to have a talk.
He calls you up,
rapture style. He's like,
fine.
That will be done. Come on.
It reminds me of that Tony Robbins thing we were watching earlier. He was talking about
dude.
God's creation. Yes. Let's use it.
Well, what if you're God and you come here to this incredible place you created called planet Earth, and you walk up to one of your creations and you say, hey, creation, this is so-and-so, Mr. So-and-so, how are you liking this thing I created for you? And the person says, God, I'm glad you showed up because I got a bone to pick with you. I mean, first of all, why do you make it so effing hot all the time? I mean, you could have made it 72 degrees year round here. I mean, it's insane. And then you make these stupid people that get in my way and interfere with what I'm trying to accomplish. Why wouldn't you make everybody nice and connected? And you make these little red ants, and they bite my ass. I mean, why would you create such a thing if you're God? And then God goes to one of his other creations and says, how are you liking this place? And they say, oh, God, thank God you're here. I've always wanted to thank you directly. This is the most amazing paradise. It's so unbelievable. First of all, you never get bored because you're always changing the temperature. It's so amazing. You bring so many people to challenge me to grow. And you made these little red ants. Man, these things are courageous. They're 1 millionth my size and they bite my ass.
It's amazing. My ass.
Now, the question is, if you were God, who do you want to hang out with, the first person or the second one?
You make these little red ants and they bite my ass.
It's like, you know, the beauty of that is just exactly what we were just talking about. It's like, man, it's completely a mindset shift, right? So from one side, the conversation is, God, why do you make everything so hard? Why is it so hot all the time? Why is it this? Why is it that? Why can't we prosper? Why do we have to struggle? Why do we have to deal with this? Why do people die? Why do we go on and on and on about the things you want to complain about? And then,
prime example, what is darkness?
The absence of light.
What is cold?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The absence of heat.
The evil is just the absence of God.
That's right.
So it's, you're questioning the things that are bad. Why would God let this happen? It's because he's not involved in that.
Yeah.
When you have, you know, I know that's one of the things. Why would God, if God's so loving, why would he allow children to get cancer? That's one of the top ones.
Yeah, why would he let children
die? Yeah, why would he let children die these terrible deaths?
Why would he allow?
Because he's not in that situation. Yeah, like evil is the absence of God. It's the absence of good. It's the absence of great. You know, and that's, God is good. God is great. Thank you, Lord, for this plate. Basically, yeah, is what I'm trying to say. That's, so you take, you go the opposite way of that. That means God doesn't have his hand in it.
Yeah.
Look, the enemy is real. He is real. And he is talking to people, and people are giving in to him. And these people are doing, look at this Travis Decker dude. You know the story behind him?
Talk to me. You know I don't pay attention.
The guy that killed his three daughters. And Washington goes and picks them up for his visitation. They find his daughter's zip tied wrists and feet zip tied with plastic bags tied over their heads. His own kids, 9, 8, and 5. 9, 8, and 5. I'm not saying he did it. He hasn't been found. He's been on the run for like 4 or 5 weeks. But it was his visitation. They find his truck. They find his kids in a campground like a mile from his truck. The enemy is real, and he is convincing people to do evil, evil things. Look at the kid that just started the Idaho fires. Yeah. Sniped off the firefighters. That's an evil thing to do. Why would this kid do this? I mean, the enemy's real. Look what the enemy's doing as far as, you know, man, I don't know if we ain't going to get into this conversation, because every time we do, this is a gaslight situation.
We're gonna
leave this one alone. We're way too far into the evening to start another hour long conversation. But you look at the enemy. Look at the things that the enemy does. He's real. He's talking to us. He's in our heads. He's in our thoughts. And for the people that don't have a relationship with Christ, he is in your heart. And he's turning it black. And he's doing evil things in your life. I mean, you look at some of the things that happen in this world. That is the total absence of God.
Yeah.
God is not in the room when that stuff's happening. This dude is just,
yeah,
he's wreaking havoc, but this is his playground. Everybody needs to take that in. This is his world.
It's been said and needs to be understood, even by us who are followers. Just because you're a follower doesn't mean you won't face difficulty in this world, because why? This world is not heaven. This world is not the kingdom to come, right? The kingdom that comes with the reign, the true reign.
Our God is not of this world.
We are not of this world.
He's outside of time, space, and matter. He's not, he's out there. This is not his thing. This is the devil's playground.
Yes. Now, I do believe that God can be in here, and he does come in here, and he intervenes, and he helps us, and he's given us the Holy Spirit to live this life and to work through this life and to help as many people as we possibly can. And that goes right back to the mission, where we start. What are we doing here? And look, it's not just about helping others. It's about helping you and me too.
Yeah.
Because I would challenge you next time one of those situations comes up where all that starts to go through your head, like, why are we doing it? What's the point? What purpose does it serve? Is it helping? Ask yourself, where am I today through this compared to where I was when I started, right? And instantly you will go, I'm a hell of a lot further than I was when I started this journey. This is part of the journey, right? It's not all of it, but it's part of it, right? I feel like in my life, I feel like I've drawn away from certain things. And the more I've drawn away from those things, the further away I've gotten, right? This is one of the things that I have yet to start to draw back from. And if I do, I feel like it's like a nail going into a coffin. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So regardless of what happens, like, bumper sticker wisdom's not going anywhere. That's just my mindset.
Yeah.
It's just not. Whether any of you out there care, it's not going anywhere. You know, I hope you care. I hope you want to be a part of it. You know what I mean? Help us, you know.
Ram strong.
Ram strong?
Ram.
M-R-A.
Ram.
Ram.
That's what I said. M-R-A-M strong. Liked your video or something. I just saw it out of the corner of my eye. I was like, what?
Somebody liked Ram the video on TikTok.
Ram strong. Like Mr. Ram strong or Mother Ram strong.
Or Mr. M. Strong. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I have grown through this process of doing this podcast and creating this content and all that kind of stuff. And it's not the entire equation, but it's a part of the equation. Yeah. And it's actually an intricate part of the equation, right? It holds a pretty big piece of the story. Right. And it may not be the one true purpose, but it is a part of the purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I truly believe that. Not just because I'm trying to be selfish. Again, what gain have we had from doing this other than spiritual gain? Yeah. There has been no physical gain from doing this. You know what I mean? There's been no kind of reward in that way. There's only been work.
Yeah.
And trying and learning and really opening up boxes of information and like talking about things that are like, man, I don't know. How do we get on this topic? Yeah. And how do we get out of it sometimes, you know? Something that I wanted to point out that I was reading earlier this morning, because I told you I went to work late because I had a doctor's appointment. And we've read this a ton of times. We've talked about it a few times. But I was reading through. I just opened my Bible, and I read the last chapter of Matthew and started reading through Mark. And I think it's in chapter 2 where, you know.
Sorry.
What was that?
I saved a dad joke. And so that's where I was going with that. I'm just trying to get ready.
I got you.
I'm trying to find it before we run out of time. No, that's all I'm doing.
That's funny. So
I thought I had it muted too.
We were talking about the people that Christ spent his time with, right? And whenever Christ calls Matthew, right? And then when we watch The Chosen, Matthew is kind of an endearing subject to us because he just knows that he doesn't belong there.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you could tell from the beginning, because he's a Jew who's a tax collector collecting taxes for the Romans from the Jews, right? That's why they hate tax collectors, okay? And when Christ calls him, and he just basically instantly goes, he doesn't question it even a little bit.
He's like, me?
Yeah. Cool. And just goes. And then he goes to, he's called Levi at first. He goes into, Levi invites Jesus and the rest of the disciples into his house, and they have a dinner. And the guests of the dinner are other tax collectors and other disreputable people. And the teachers of religious law are hanging around, and they're watching, and they're like,
what's up with this kid?
He's like, why does he... Why does he spend his time with scum? Right? This is this guy, this prophet, this teacher. Why is he spending his time with that scum? And Christ in Luke, I think it's chapter 2. Hold on a second. Let me get down here. Luke chapter 2, verse 17. His response to them was, when Jesus heard this, he told them, healthy people don't need a doctor. Sick people do. I have come to call not those who think they are righteous, but those who know they are sinners. That last piece, to those who know they are sinners, is the greatest encouragement of all time for me. Because even though I've accepted Christ, I'm still a sinner. Yeah. Right? Because I have no way. In his strength, as much as I can lean into his strength, and as I grow, I get further removed from certain types of sinful behavior, but not 100%. And I don't think you ever will be 100% removed from that until you are out of the devil's playground and into the heavens with Christ. But the fact of the matter is, Christ pointed to the fact that you obviously don't need me because you think you've got this all figured out. I didn't come for you. I came for the people who know they need me.
It's like leaving the 99 for the one.
100%. And the 99 don't run off because they're like, I know I got a good over here. Why would I leave? Yeah.
Where am I going to
go? I'm the one. I'm always running off like, I don't know. It looks good over here.
Yeah. For a brief moment.
For a brief moment. Yeah. And then I get stuck in a pit like always.
Why is it bad to iron a four-leaf clover?
I feel like I should know, but I don't.
Because you should never press your luck. Hold on. That's not it. I got one more.
See, you got a follow-up dad joke. All right.
What did one hat say to the other?
What did one hat say to the other?
Wait here, I'm going on ahead.
That was better than press your luck. I'll give you that. He said, wait here, I'm going on ahead.
I hate seeing myself in this freaking camera.
Why?
When I'm laughing, because I'm like. And they hear me.
Have you seen me, bro? Come on, my face gets entirely red. I do that a lot.
When I get real excited and I start laughing, you can't see my eyes. Like, I could be blinded by dental floss. You know what I mean?
You can't see my eyes when I'm just talking to you.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, blinded by dental floss. I don't know. Let's see.
Lay it on me. I hear something good. Here's some words of encouragement.
It's not quoted to anybody. The sun doesn't argue with shadows. It just shines. Don't debate negativity. Outshine it.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. I had another one, too.
You gonna do a follow-up to that one?
Yeah, why not?
I did a follow-up joke. You might as well.
All right. This one is Fyodor Dostoevsky. Your worst sin is that you have destroyed and betrayed yourself for nothing.
It's usually what we do.
Yeah.
There's no gain. When you betray yourself or destroy yourself, there's no gain. There's nothing that good. Nothing good comes from that.
Nope.
It's always for nothing.
You're more likely going to lose than you are gain when you destroy and betray yourself for nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Oof.
But I'm going to outshine negativity. I think that's a good one. Yeah. The sun doesn't argue with shadows. When I first read that, I was like, that's a good point. It just continues to shine, whether the shadow's there or not. So.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. So were your jokes. I don't know what the hell that was. You look like a dog laying on his back ready to get his belly rubbed, man.
It's
It's been a long couple of weeks.
I get it. In the middle of talking, I had a yawn attack. Listen, if you guys haven't checked us out, which 90% of the people that are listening have checked us out, you know what I mean? Check us out. We're everywhere. Check out our little spinoffs. We got Bible Roulette. Check out our bloopers. Check out everything. Yep. We're everywhere that you can get a podcast. Come check us out.
Preach.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.